Hubhopper Originals.
हेलो एंड स्वागत है आपका आज के इस एपिसोड में। हम सबकी लाइफ्स का, हम सबकी ज़िंदगी का एक बहुत अहम हिस्सा होती हैं हमारी मदर्स। इट इज़ ऑलवेज सेड दैट यू नो मदर्स फादर्स पेरेंट्स कैन नॉट बी रिप्लेस्ड। वेरी ट्रू, वेरी ट्रू। माँ बाप की जगह कोई नहीं ले सकता और माँ बाप जितना कुछ करते हैं अपने बच्चों के लिए, बच्चे उसको रियलाइज़ करके उसका थैंक यू तो कर सकते हैं, अपने पेरेंट्स की सेवा तो कर सकते हैं, बट उसको कभी यू नो मतलब दे कैन नेवर बैलेंस इट आउट कि हाँ ठीक है आपने मेरे लिए इतना किया मैंने आपके लिए इतना कर दिया, हिसाब बराबर। दिस कैन नेवर हैपन। और हर एक इंसान के अपने अपने तरीके होते हैं अपने पेरेंट्स को थैंक यू बोलने के। वन सच जेंटलमैन जिनको मैं मिला, उन्होंने बहुत यूनिक तरीका निकाला। हर एक मदर जो वर्किंग है, हर एक मदर जो जॉब करते हैं या बिजनेस करते हैं, घर पे बच्चे हैं, उनको थैंक यू बोलने का, उनको इंस्पिरेशन आई अपनी फैमिली से। उसके बाद उन्होंने सोचा कि अगर मेरी फैमिली में ऐसा है तो ये तो हर घर की कहानी है, हर मदर के साथ, हर माँ के साथ यही होता है। सो वहाँ से उन्होंने अपनी एक जर्नी शुरू की, एक एक इंटेंट, एक मकसद दिल में लेके चले कि हमने उन एग्जीक्यूटिव मदर्स, उन वर्किंग वीमेन की स्टोरीज शेयर करनी है। एंड द बेस्ट वे टू डू दैट इज थ्रू अ पॉडकास्ट। सो टुडे आई एम ऑनर्ड टू होस्ट Mr. Kulbeer Lamba, the proud host of the Executive Moms Stories podcast. Kulbeer ji दिल्ली में रहते हैं, सिविल इंजीनियर हैं, उनका अपना खुद का एक ब्लॉग भी है और मैंने ब्लॉग लिखने की इंस्पिरेशन उनसे ली थी बिकॉज मेरा ब्लॉग मर चुका था। मैंने कुलबीर जी के साथ जब मेरा कनेक्शन बना तो वहाँ से फिर मैंने अपनी ब्लॉगिंग जर्नी वापस स्टार्ट की एंड अभी भी यू नो आई एम स्टिल क्रॉलिंग, मैं धीरे 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 कर रहा हूँ। कुलबीर जी आज के इस एपिसोड में, लाइक एवरी एपिसोड, ये एपिसोड भी टू पार्ट्स में है। सो टुडे इज़ द फर्स्ट पार्ट, फर्स्ट एपिसोड ऑफ द टू पार्ट सीरीज। तो आज के एपिसोड में हम कुलबीर जी से बात करेंगे उनकी जर्नी के बारे में, उनकी प्रोफेशनल करियर के बारे में, पॉडकास्ट कैसे शुरू किया, क्या इंस्पिरेशन थी, क्या है वो छोटी छोटी स्टोरीज जिनको लेके उन्होंने अपने एक गोल सेट किया कि ये है मेरे पॉडकास्ट का गोल और ये हम करने वाले हैं, एंड हाउ इज़ ही कंट्रीब्यूटिंग टूवर्ड्स द बेटरमेंट ऑफ सोसाइटी, और वो कैसे इन एग्जीक्यूटिव मदर्स को, इन मदर्स को जो जॉब पे भी जाती हैं और घर भी संभालती हैं, उनको कैसे थैंक यू बोलते हैं, उनको कैसे सपोर्ट करते हैं, वो हम जानेंगे आज कुलबीर जी से आज के इस एपिसोड में। सो विदाउट वेस्टिंग एनी फर्दर टाइम, लेट्स डाइव इन। Sat Sri Akal and welcome to the Biblio Babu Show. I'm your host Amandeep. This is a podcast which I started to help myself. मैंने इतनी किताबें पढ़ी हैं, इतने लोगों से मिला हूँ, इतना ज्ञान सुना है, देखा है. So I thought कि चलो, let me express myself and जो कुछ देखा सीखा उसे अपनी लाइफ में implement करके let's see where the life takes me. And yes, it has been a great journey so far. So in this podcast, we take stories from the books, apply them in real life, and here I am sharing my stories with you. If you're new here, consider subscribing. You can search for the Biblio Babu Show on Google. You can ask Alexa. You can ask Google Assistant. You can go to hubhopper.com. You can search for the Biblio Babu Show on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Gaana, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Aur iske saath, let me take you to today's episode of the Biblio Babu Show. Real life, real learning, real stories. Hashtag no bakchodi. Welcome Kulbeer ji, welcome to the show.
Thank you Aman, and it's a pleasure to be a guest on your show.
It is my honor. Hum log bahut time se soch rahe the ye karne ka, but somehow the dates were clashing, so chalo finally I've had the privilege to host you.
Yes, it happens because both of us are working and side by side taking out time for these activities is very difficult.
Absolutely, absolutely. Kulbeer ji, we will first start with your podcast. and then we will go into, you know, your journey so far. Tell us something about your podcast, Executive Mom Stories. So we've heard executive stories, we've heard mom stories. So Executive Mom Stories, ye kahan se aapko ye idea aaya ki haan ye genre maine lena hai podcast ke liye?
Aman, both of us, me and my wife, both of us are working. Hmm. And we have a small kid. He's 5 years old now. And luckily, we are having our parents with us.
Okay.
So that they take care of him when we go to office. And we can do our office work at very ease because of them.
Correct.
And when we were planning to have a second kid, we were discussing all those issues, how to manage, how the workload will increase, all those things. So suddenly my wife said, no, it will be very difficult to have a second kid. And one day in winter 2019, it was in the month of Jan or Feb, my son was crying.
Mm.
And on that day only we were having this conversation about having second kid or not. So suddenly it clicked to my mind, why can't we ask other working women how they are managing it, if it is so difficult?
Mm.
And day by day working women are increasing in the workforce, so how they are doing it? They are having two kids also, many of them are having two kids also, some are having one kid, and many of them in nuclear families in metro cities, they don't have their parents, in-laws with them, so even then they do it. So we thought of, let's explore what other working moms are doing. So we thought of this genre. And that day, and even for pilot, you can say for pilot podcast, I recorded interview of my wife asking the questions what we ask our guests.
Very nice. How sweet.
And suddenly, when I listened to that, as I assumed her as a guest and myself as a host, so we went into that conversation and it went for half an hour. And when we listened it again, it was such an amazing thought that yes, these type of stories will be with every working woman. She must be able to tell us something different.
Hmm.
How she will be like having all those work-life balance at home, at work, how they are managing kids. So then we started, and it's now we have released 22 episodes.
Wow.
Till today.
Wow.
You will not believe it when we talk to these amazing mom.
Mm.
Like they told us, many of us gave us ideas about to manage the work. Mm. At home and at office also. And after this, we got convinced that yes, it is absolutely no problem to have a second kid while you are working. And we planned for our second kid. And in September, by grace of God, we will be having our second baby.
How sweet. Congratulations, and may God bless the family. This is such a delight to hear, Kulbir ji, ke for such a topic which is very common in our middle class families. These discussions are very common. But the inspiration, the source of inspiration that you have chosen is something which is very, very inspiring for, I'm sure, lot of us, you know. As a parent, so I remember hamari shaadi ke 4 saal ke baad hamari beti paida hui thi. Wo jo pehle wale 3 saal the, we were going through the same thing. Ke yaar, kya karenge? Rent pe rehte hain. Kaise needs puri hongi? Kaise time de payenge? This is, you know, I wish we had this podcast back then. It would surely have helped us.
No, even not only in terms of kids, when we, because of this COVID situation, we are not able to meet our guests face to face. But before this, up to like 15 or 16 episodes, we traveled to their place, to their office or to their home, then we did recording. So what happens other than the conversation which we record for podcast and which we publish on the podcast, other than this, the informal conversation you have with
people,
that is amazing.
Absolutely.
They tell us very frankly, and when both of you are at the same level and you share your commonalities, your stories, yes, my kid also watched this type of cartoon, your kid also watched this type of cartoon.
So how sweet.
That was amazing. But because of this pandemic situation, we are not able to meet them in person. But fine, even then we are getting good guests.
Amazing. So, what was the first reaction? Let's just say, jab aapne jab decide kiya ki, okay, you know, when you told your wife that I'm going to be hosting you on my first episode, what was her reaction? I know my wife will like, you know, take like 10 steps piche ke, nahin, mere se nahin hoga.
No, that was our pilot. That was not published. That conversation is not published.
Oh, acha.
That was our pilot. That we have not published.
Okay. So, Abhi, I'm trying to convince my wife. I'm about to start another podcast. So, I'm trying to convince my wife to be the guest there. So, thoda hai. I mean, 90% journey cover hogi. 10% reh gaya. I'm trying. So, how has your journey been, Kulbir ji? Individually, overall, like professionally, kahan se aapne shuru kiya? Kaise aapko laga ke, haan, podcasting is for me? And why did you not select YouTube or, you know, some other channel? क्या चीजें थी जिन्होंने आपको इंस्पायर किया? चलो सोर्स ऑफ इंस्पिरेशन तो आपने बता दिया, बट देन फिर उसके बाद क्या डिसीजंस, क्या रिस्क थे जो आपने देखे कि एक एग्जिस्टिंग जॉब होने के बाद पॉडकास्ट चलाना इट्स नॉट ईजी, प्लस प्लानिंग फॉर अ सेकेंड बेबी व्हेन बोथ ऑफ यू आर वर्किंग. सो आई वॉन्ट टू हियर अबाउट द रिस्क दैट यू टुक. वट मेड यू टेक दोज रिस्क?
इवन बिफोर स्टार्टिंग दिस पॉडकास्ट, आई मायसेल्फ यूज्ड टू लिसन लॉट ऑफ पॉडकास्ट, एंड those were long conversations, and I started liking this idea because I can do some physical work, I can drive, all those things while listening to the podcast.
Correct.
Right. So it is very convenient rather than to read a blog or to watch a YouTube video. And when I, because frankly I was not starting the podcast as a part of second income or any another motive. Our sole motive was to interact with people who are similar to us. That was just only aim. And we thought of giving it time minimum as possible, because job is our primary function and we are not at the stage that anyone can leave the job. So that was our primary goal, that definitely we will have to give some time for recording, for editing, for interviewing the guests and reading about them, although but it should not be taking too much time out of our other commitments. So that was the main reason for going for podcast rather than a video recording mode or YouTube channel, because that would require another set of instruments.
Correct.
Another set of editing and another more time commitment.
True. So what is your work profession? Where do you work? How much is the travel time that you have when you consume podcasts?
I am a civil engineer. I did my BTech from NIT Jalandhar, and then I joined Engineers India Limited, EIL. This is a central government company in oil and gas sector.
Okay.
And my travel is around half an hour to 45 minutes. And mostly I used to travel by metro. So listening to the podcast or reading any another thing was not a problem during that travel time of total 1.5 hours or sometimes 2 hours a day. Because I took as, you can say, investment. Because during
Absolutely.
That travel time, I could listen, I could read newspaper, books, whatever. So that travel time provided me some more opportunity to listen to another podcast, how they are done, how do they interview, how do they structure the conversation, all those things I got from there.
Hi, my name is Raghav from The Visual Twist, and you are listening to the Biblio Babu Show.
You know, माय जर्नी आल्सो कुलवीर जी स्टार्टेड इन द सेम मैनर. मैं मुंबई में था. आई वुड ट्रैवल अबाउट 1 hour 15 minutes वन टाइम टूवर्ड्स माय ऑफिस, 1 hour 15 minutes शाम को. सो आई वुड लिसन टू पॉडकास्ट, आई वुड रीड अ लॉट ऑफ बुक्स. तो वहाँ से फिर वो मेरे अंदर वो आना चालू हुआ. एक एक्सपीरियंस जो मैंने देखा, यू नो, व्हेन आई वाज स्टार्टिंग माय पॉडकास्ट, आई टोल्ड लॉट ऑफ पीपल इन माय इनर सर्कल एंड द आउटर सर्कल कि भाई मैं पॉडकास्ट शुरू कर रहा हूँ. तो उनका पहला सवाल आता था, भाई ये क्या है? सो डिड यू फेस दैट कि व्हाट इज अ पॉडकास्ट?
यस, इवन टू मैनी ऑफ द गेस्ट वी इंटरव्यू, लाइक what we do, we get some contact from known people or from a guest, then the next reference we get for our guest. When we tell them that we will be recording your conversation for a podcast, so they, the first person mostly, even you can say in more than 50% cases till now, is what is that? How will you do that?
Correct.
What will be the requirement? Who will edit it? Where will you put it? Is it a YouTube video or something else? So all those type of questions, I tell to them before recording or day before, whatever, when we get time. So all those things we brief them and we send our link to them also. Like you can listen the previous episodes here. So then it becomes, yes, it's normal like a radio where we will record the conversation. This question is definitely coming from them. And even because our genre is working women, what I do, I prefer on the Women's Day. Oh. I give a presentation in my company also, because Women's Day is celebrated across the organizations.
Correct.
So there also many women, they ask, oh, this is the concept. And then they start exploring it.
Amazing. In the same context, what is the best feedback that you have got today from anybody from your audience?
Best feedback, Aman, was one of my colleague.
Okay.
In my company. Like after listening to a podcast, I shared with her. And after 10-15 days, she told me, like we were having conversation just as normal. And she told me that could be you and Kavita, my wife, you have saved my job. Then I told, how ma'am, how it happened? Because in the episode she listened to, the guest has shared her experiences, how she was about to quit the job, but suddenly the situation took the turn and she kept on going on, and now she is in a senior position. So that guest was telling her experiences. And that lady, my colleague, had listened to this episode. And then she said, Kulbir, frankly, 2 days back, before listening to this episode, I was about to put my papers.
Oh my God.
And when I listened to that lady on that episode, it was just like, if she could do, why I cannot? And now, when she told me, she was almost in tears.
I'm sure.
Because of that particular event, I managed to handle my emotions in that particular time, that week's time or month's time, whatever it was, because of, you can say, many situations, combination of situations at home, at work, mental pressure, emotions, all those things. So that was the motive. And then we thought, because as I said, our motive was never to make money or never to bring this podcast into that domain. So we thought of, yes, if by investing our time on weekends or some other day, 5-6 hours every week, every weekend, if we can do this type of things, why not to continue it? So that was inspiration for next 6 months. Let's do it. Let's keep doing it. Because every time we interacted, we got some new inspiration. So that was the best feedback we got.
आप सुन रहे हैं द बिब्लियो बाबू शो, एक पॉडकास्ट जो है हम सब की हेल्प करने के लिए। तो सुनते रहिए, सुनाते रहिए, शेयर करते रहिए। नाउ लेट्स गो बैक टू द मेन एपिसोड। वेरी नाइस कुलबीर जी, बिसाइड्स द पॉडकास्ट, हु इज कुलबीर लांबा एज एन इंडिविजुअल? व्हाट आर योर हॉबीज, व्हाट आर सम पैशंस दैट यू रियली फॉलो एंड परस्यू?
सो अदर देन दिस पॉडकास्ट, एज आई टोल्ड, आई एम सिविल इंजीनियर, एंड बिसाइड्स वर्किंग माय हॉबीज आर रीडिंग, आई रीड अ लॉट, एंड बिफोर दैट आई ऑल्सो विद द जॉब आई डिड माय एमबीए ऑल्सो फ्रॉम आईआईटी दिल्ली. So that took time. Yeah. That was evening classes, SBT MBA, part time. So that took a lot of time. For 3 years, I was not able to concentrate on many other things. And as hobbies, other than reading the podcast, I am addicted to podcasts now in terms of listening. I don't listen to any news channel. Any music, even music I don't listen rarely, that on demand of my son when we listen some Punjabi songs or something like that. But personally I listen to podcast and read, and sometimes when weather is good, because in North India it's rarely we get a good weather, so I do cycling.
Oh wow, nice. What is your vision of your podcast in the future? Like, you know, abhi jaise aapka motive bilkul clear hai that you want to share a message with all the working women that, you know, things can be taken care of, and you share a lot of stories. So what is that vision that you are what is that vision that or specific point where you feel ki haan, this is where I have to reach, or my podcast has to reach, you know, in terms of a message, in terms of following, in terms of the kind of audience?
Frankly, Aman, whenever you create content in terms of writing, in terms of podcast or any another medium, definitely you want to be a good amount of people listening to it, paying attention to it.
Correct.
So that is definitely a way forward to spread the message. But the motive will remain that every working woman who wants to share her story, that's for her, ours should be the first podcast she wants to tell. That, yes, I want to go there and I want to tell my story. So that will be our motive. And every mother, a working mom or not working, whatever is the case, because the problems are different for both of them, but the framework of solutions is common. Right. So every woman, working or not, they should be looking towards us that, yes, I have got this problem, and somewhere in some episode I will be finding some solution for myself.
Very inspiring. I have to share something, and I am putting it on record here, Kulbir ji, that hey guys, thank you so much for listening today's episode. I am certain that you liked it. Please go and listen to Kulbir ji's podcast, Executive Mom Stories. Google pe search kar lo, kahin pe search karo, aapko har platform pe unka podcast milega. Please go back, listen to Kulbir ji's podcast. Go to Facebook, search for Kulbir Lamba or search for Executive Mom Stories. Connect with him and be a part of the stories of every working mother. इसके साथ मैं आपसे लेता हूं इजाजत. आई विल मीट यू नेक्स्ट सैटरडे. तब तक आपको तो पता ही है क्या करना है. शेयर करें, सब्सक्राइब करें, स्पीक अबाउट दिस पॉडकास्ट. इफ यू हैव अ फीडबैक फॉर मी, टेल मी ऑन सोशल मीडिया. जस्ट गो टू इंस्टाग्राम, सर्च फॉर द बिब्लियो बाबू शो और सर्च फॉर अमनदीप सिंह. गो टू फेसबुक, सर्च फॉर द बिब्लियो बाबू शो और अमनदीप सिंह. गो टू ट्विटर, सर्च फॉर बिब्लियो बाबू शो. और अब जहां पे भी जाएंगे मुझे वहां पाएंगे. इसके साथ आज के एपिसोड की समाप्ति. आई विल सी यू ऑन सैटरडे. तब तक #NoBakChodi.
थैंक यू फॉर लिसनिंग. आई सर्टनली होप यू लाइक टुडेज एपिसोड. पसंद आया तो लाइक शेयर सब्सक्राइब करो. पसंद नहीं आया तो भी लाइक शेयर सब्सक्राइब करो. एंड ऑल्सो सेंड मी योर थॉट्स ऑन feedback.amansidhu@gmail.com. वंस अगेन feedback.amansidhu@gmail.com. If you also wish to be a part of my mailing list, send me an email. You can also connect with me on Instagram @AmanSSidhu, on Facebook Amandeep Singh, on Twitter Amandeep412. And iske saath, I will see you in the next episode. Tab tak, #NoBakchodi.